It was very early in the morning. The sun was just coming up at the start of a brand new week in Jerusalem. Two women walked down the road. They were sad. Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James and Joseph, were friends of Jesus. They had been there on that awful day when Jesus died on the cross. They had watched and cried as Jesus' body was buried. Now they wanted to go to the tomb to be close to their friend. The two women walked down the road together. In the distance, they could see the garden where Jesus had been buried. They knew that soldiers were guarding. They knew that soldiers were standing guard in front of Jesus' tomb. As they stepped into the garden, the most surprising thing happened. There was an earthquake, and a shining angel came from heaven. He smiled at the two women, rolled the big stone away from Jesus' tomb, and sat on top of it. The two guards in front of the tomb were so scared that they fainted on the spot. Bam! Just like that. "Do not be afraid," the angel called to the women. "I know you are looking for Jesus who died on the cross. He isn't here anymore. God has raised him to new life. Come, look in the tomb." Hearts pounding, the two women looked inside the tomb. It was empty, just as the angel had said. "Hurry," the angel said. "Go tell the other disciples that Jesus is alive. He is on his way to Galilee. Go there and you will see him. I was sent to tell you this." The two friends didn't waste any time. They didn't know what to think. They were scared, amazed, and excited all at once. Could Jesus really be alive? They ran off to tell the other disciples. Suddenly, they saw Jesus. He was standing in the road waiting for them. He was alive. The two Marys ran to hug him. They were so happy that they didn't want to let him go. "Don't be afraid," Jesus laughed. "Go tell my friends the good news. Tell them to go to Galilee. I will meet you all there." The two women got up and ran to the house where Jesus' friends were staying. "You'll never guess what happened," they shouted. "We have seen Jesus. He is alive. We must go to Galilee right now. Jesus will meet us there."